The National Football League is finally listening. It was nearly 4 years ago that San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneeled before a preseason game to protest the oppression of people of color and police brutality. Some players joined him in demonstrating during the national anthem. Now remember, this was against the backdrop of the divisive 2016 presidential election, and eventually, Donald Trump began using Kaepernick's gesture as a political football.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Less than a year after taking a knee, Kaepernick, a former Super Bowl leader still in his prime, he was gone from the league. And the NFL created a policy requiring players to stand during the anthem. Now, kneeling to protest racist violence has become a staple of demonstrations taking place around the world. And on Thursday last week, reigning Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes spoke out with some of the NFL's most celebrated figures in a video entitled Stronger Together.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
The next day, last Friday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell responded by saying those exact same words.
We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter.
It took 44 months, worldwide demonstrations, and demands from its most prominent players. But now, the league's commissioner is encouraging protest against systemic racism.